For two decades, I've worked hard to keep our service fast and our prices low, and will strive to keep going for another two. Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com have no commission salespeople, no free reports, and no complaints. Nobody here will call you when you sit down for dinner. There really is a difference. Call 1-800-951-0592 and find out for yourself. We look forward to serving you with years of experience. We know what we are doing and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
And let us
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Eric, and I guess this morning, Josh Desaul didn't show up. So it's going to be you and me. It's going to be open lines. We'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. But I will tell you that one of my deep concerns certainly is the very real threat of an EMP attack on America. And basically, of course, I'm convinced that there is a very real threat for several reasons. There's an organized effort to conceal the danger from the American people. Now, I want to... Oh, who do we have on the line?
Dr.
Who's calling in?
Dr. Stan, it's Josh here.
Oh, Josh. Oh, well, I was worried you weren't going to be with us. Okay, well, Josh is going to be talking to us about a very real threat. Why don't you pick up this story, Josh, because I enjoyed having you on our other programs, and I think your message is vitally important. You go right ahead. Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and how you got interested in this smart meter problem?
Sure. Thank you, Stan, and forgive me for having some lines of communication crossed. So I'm a little bit late, but I just want to thank you for the opportunity to speak on your show again. And my experience, my introduction into awareness around this so-called smart meter issue was about 2 years ago in the late summer of 2011 in British Columbia, where I'm from originally. And I started to hear about how people were getting sick when smart meters were installed, and they were having a variety of functional impairment issues, ranging from headaches to nausea to ringing in the ears to sleeplessness and skin rashes and all kinds of things. But only a small percentage of people were having these problems. So I was, you know, at that point, alarm bells were set off when I started to receive a series of messages from a friend of mine who started having these symptoms without her knowledge that one of these new digital wireless electric meters had been installed on her home. So at that point, I was wondering, Stan, how could this be possible? Is this possible? Are people just, you know, is this a mass hypochondria, or is there something real going on here? And if it's real, then how is it that utilities could be getting away with it? So I wanted to bring some transparency to the issue, and I didn't see that happening anywhere. And I started interviewing people, and I thought it was going to be a 10-minute YouTube video, and now it's a full-length feature film documentary that just launched 2 weeks ago called Take Back Your Power.
All right, and so basically, what is the explanation? Why do some people get ill and most people don't get ill with a smart meter in their home? What's the difference between people?
Well, what we found is, according to our research and the experts we've talked to, whether it be doctors or lawyers or politicians or insiders, whistleblowers, you know, you name it, is that there are so many things to be concerned about with this smart meter rollout. From privacy to hacking vulnerability to fires to, you know, losing our rights, essentially what's going on in our own home, to cost increases, bill increases across the board. But the first thing, you know, that a lot of people take note of is the illness. When these things get installed in regions, they're doing this all over the world, and in regions where they're getting installed, people start taking notice because some people get sick. According to the PhDs and scientists, researchers that we interviewed for the film, a small percentage of people develop symptoms right away. A larger percentage develop symptoms in the long term, according to thousands of peer-reviewed studies on low-level microwave radiation. But everyone, apparently, at the microscopic level, at the cellular level, the changes are apparent in everyone. So multiple researchers confirm this, and I was shocked to find out that even if people aren't manifesting symptoms, their health and vitality is still being somewhat downgraded by the presence of this type of electromagnetic radiation. Even though utilities will be denying it, the evidence, and we have live blood cell analysis, dark field microscopy, for the very first time, to essentially prove the harm being done here. So it really is something that needs the utmost of attention placed on it throughout our society.
And I think people have to understand that some people are much more sensitive. We are all unique individuals and different, and some people are extremely sensitive to this type of radiation. Others are not. But, of course, basically we all can be harmed by it. It's just that it's very, very apparent in some, and some people become very ill, and they just can't live with these smart meters. But basically, of course, the whole idea, well, why don't we get into the background? Because, as you point out, there are many, many problems with this. This is a means of monitoring what we do in our homes. And this is part of the plan. They want to know what you're doing, what you're using. They, down the line, they're going to be able to turn off certain things in your home. Smart meters are part of this program of smart appliances, smart grid. But everything is monitoring the individual, just like in 1984. And this is really a worldwide program, isn't it?
It is, and that's kind of a surprising thing that a lot of people find out. Well, wait a minute, you know, it's not just happening in British Columbia, where I'm from. It's not just happening in California. This is actually happening in most westernized countries, industrialized countries, rather, all at the same time, plus or minus a couple years. So, and in all cases, there's no public input. And when there is moratoriums issued against the installation, for the most part, utilities are steamrolling ahead and forcing the installation, or rather, I should say, attempting to force the installation, because the reality is that nobody is mandated to have one of these devices on your electricity, for your electricity, for your water, or for your gas, because they're, you know, attempting to install for all three, not just for electricity. But what is becoming apparent is there's no legal requirement to accept one of these meters. They will install it. They'll just proceed until they're met with resistance. And this is happening all around the world. There's, in California, for example, there's more than 50 local governments who have issued moratoriums against the installation of these meters. And there's 15 who have actually criminalized the installation, and it just goes from there.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment here with Josh Nassal. And if you have a question, give us a call, 877-254-5454.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Josh Del Sol, and for the average individual, why it sounds almost, well, you're paranoid, you mean? I mean, they have to know what they're doing. I mean, these must be good, these meters they're putting on our homes. And the thing is that it is not paranoia. You're only paranoid when you imagine why people are out to get you. They really know what they're doing. There's a coordination between the utility companies all across the westernized world. They're installing these, and they're used to monitor you. Yes, and actually, in many instances, to do harm to you and the members of your family. So, basically, in what way can they monitor us? How can this actually influence, and why would they want to monitor us?
Mm-hmm. Well, according to the industry documents themselves, such as Colorado Public Utilities Commission report in 2010, I believe, the meters have the ability to tell, you know, who's in your home, is anybody home, are your kids home alone, what appliances are being used and when, what you're watching on television, you know, essentially. Everything that's going on in your home will eventually be able to be known and extracted, all that private information of what the Fourth Amendment protects is, it's now being trampled on. This is now actually illegal according to the letter of the Fourth Amendment, which is why everyone who values the freedom and the hard-fought freedoms that our ancestors fought for needs to stand up and take notice and take a stand here. But essentially, Stan, there's patents now, not only to know what appliances are being used and all that information I just shared, but there's patents for smart appliances. For example, Verizon had submitted a patent application for something called a smart TV. And with this, now, according to their patent, in their own words, they want to use facial recognition, facial scanning recognition technology. They want to essentially be able to tell what products are in your house, how they're being consumed, who's in your house, and even, Stan, they have the ability to tell what the mood is, how are things being said in your house, and basically use that information on multiple levels. The first is be able to deliver instantaneously what the control system feels that you need or want in your life at that time. So in this patent application by Verizon, they use the example of if a couple is arguing on the couch in front of the television, which the smart TV would be spying on, according to this, then they would immediately advertise marriage counseling. So how convenient, right? We get what we want at the exact time in which we apparently want it. But the other side of that, and of course, you know, probably most or all of your listeners, Stan, are educated to know that this is not a benefit, because the other side of that is all of the information is essentially stored permanently in massive data centers the size of entire cities that the NSA is currently building in places like Bluffdale, Utah, to permanently store and build profiles on everyone all around the world. So this is all based upon and allowed to happen because of the smart meter installations and the coming smart appliances, which will also be communicating constantly through microwave transmissions to your so-called smart meter.
And this is what George Orwell described in 1984, except much more sophisticated than 50 years ago, 60 years ago, when he wrote that book, prophesying what the future held. And you say, why would anybody want that? Well, we're not dealing with rational people. We're really with evil people who want to be able to control you, to know what you think, to be able to manipulate you. And they control the utilities, and the utilities are going to be able to then have a permanent record of everything going on in your home. Understand, this is not accidental. They're setting the cameras every place. Everybody has a number, and they can use those numbers to track you. Certainly, they have their facial recognition. They listen to all of your telephone conversations. And don't think for a minute they didn't. Even the director of the CIA, General Petraeus, they listened to all of his telephone conversations and read all of his emails and all of his faxes. Don't think they're not doing that with every military officer, every key person in government, and even common people like you. We're dealing with organized evil, ladies and gentlemen. We're dealing with organized evil, and soon the time will come you'll neither buy nor sell, lest you wear the mark of the beast or be known by the number of his name. And as far as I'm concerned, we're seeing this enacted today as we're spending our time watching television and worried about certainly who's going to win the local talent show being on television there. Well, certainly, Josh, when you tell people this sort of thing, what do they say?
You know, most people are actually receiving it quite well, quite clearly, because, you know, you'd have to be kind of asleep totally to still be under the impression that government exists or the government as it currently is supporting the common good of the people. Now, that was the case at one time. But it's clearly no longer the case. I mean, in U.S. government, we have Monsanto. It's a revolving door, you know, between Monsanto and the FDA. And the FDA is charged to protect our food supply. But here we have the very corporations who are endangering the entire food supply and poisoning people put in positions of power. Now, at the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, the same thing is happening. There's telecom and wireless lobbyists, or one specific lobbyist now that has been nominated to be head of the FCC by President Obama. Now, you put lobbyists who have no vested interest in protecting the people or in the interest of the people at the head of these agencies, and you have what is a massive corrupted government situation. So, you know, we can see that across the board. But this smart meter issue, it's not just about the meter. It extends far beyond the meter and far beyond the appliances. And it actually, according to our research, Stan, it's actually one of the main underpinnings, one of the main pillars in what is attempted to be pushed upon us as the centralized control system in all Western countries. So it's imperative that we get into this issue, that we understand it. Not that we understand it, but that we comprehend what's going on the planet. And I say that because the word understand technically means to, you know, to stand under it or to allow yourself to be in their jurisdiction. And the important thing to know is that we are not in the corporate jurisdiction as flesh and blood ensouled human beings with the creative potential, the creative ability coming in us and through us, that we are actually, you know, called to, as we go through this awakening process, we're called to actually participate in the corrective measures and in the coming kingdom on this planet. This is, you know, this is what I feel to be true. I'm not intending to be on my soapbox right now, but what I've observed is that as this oppressive force is coming down, it's actually inspiring people to finally wake up and rise up, and this spark of life that we're all breathed with, that is at our very core, is now, you know, finally coming to life, and we're saying enough of this. This is not this is not in alignment with what I know to be true, with what I value, with life itself. So that's a little bit, I think, about what is happening on the undercurrents of this issue, Stan.
Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, if you're out there in the listening audience. But you must understand this is simply part of this overall program to monitor and control everyone and crush those and destroy those who won't go along with this wonderful new utopia that's being created by our invisible government. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And believe me, everything is monitored. Now they're coming up with new facial recognition software so that wherever you are, certainly walking along the street, the cameras will be watching you and they'll know who you are. And that's why they listen to your conversations. That's why they record your faxes and emails. Everything is being put into gigantic storage bins so they can, and they have their files for you. Certainly, they echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N, look it up on the Internet. That, of course, is where they store all this information on which they are collecting the fusion centers, where they correlate all your various dossiers. That's the fusion centers, F-U-S-I-O-N. That's why they're putting the 30,000 drones in the air. Now, they're not concerned about terrorists. They're not concerned about crime. They're concerned about you, ladies and gentlemen. What are you going to do, and what can we do, Josh? How can we get people to understand that this is simply part of this truly demonic program which is being instilled in our program to control each and every one of us?
Well, the first thing that people can do, Stan, is to go to our website, which is takebackyourpower.net. And as mentioned, our film launched about two weeks ago now, and we're getting outstanding reviews. People who have either seen the film online, which you can stream it online, or you can buy the DVD, or you can be part of a screening in your community. But we're getting feedback like people who had no idea about this issue before or were totally skeptical that there was any problems to these so-called smart meters are being totally transformed, are being awake, and they're sharing the film with others. And I've spent 2 years with other extremely talented individuals who came on board in this film project and put together this documentary for the express purpose of allowing anyone to get up to speed in this issue in about an hour and a half. So takebackyourpower.net, watch the film, share it, get on our mailing list. And the exciting thing is, Stan, is that solutions are available now for people that do not want to have these meters on or anywhere near their home. There are templates linked, letter templates and documents linked from our website. There's a take action page. And we feel that, you know, this issue is not going to go anywhere until critical mass of awareness is reached and we change course. Now, there's a lot of encouraging signs I just want to mention, if I could, Stan.
Go right ahead.
Okay. So in Europe, for example, something to provide a little bit of context is the European Union actually had in July of this year announced plans to spend $700 billion on a controlled smart grid in Europe. And there's a response to that. Germany, around the same time or shortly thereafter, actually as a nation said, you know what, this isn't feeling right to us. There's no cost benefit. We're not going to go along with this program. So Germany announced its intentions that the smart meters and smart grid is not something that's aligned with their national policy, which the official reason was cost concerns. And I think more of the understated reason was they had their experience with fascism about 70 years ago, and there's still people alive there that remember it. And so there's still that energy of we don't want this. We don't need to go this route. But So that's encouraging as well. I wanted just to let people know that go to our website, share the film, get involved in the community, and you can ask us any questions via the forum that we're going to be launching very soon as well.
Well, do you have a telephone number for people to call if they don't have access to a computer?
I don't have that handy with me. We just got a new phone number, Stan, but I can get that for you again before the end of the show.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Give us a call. Could this really be true? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there's no threat from terrorism. That's why we're financing them, to take your attention off of what's really going on.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
My name is Josh Del Sol. Certainly our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We're talking about the smart meters, which are being simply installed in homes all across America, all across Canada, all across the developed world, so they can monitor everyone. Do we have somebody calling in? Who's calling in?
Sandy from Fort Collins. Hi, Dr. Stan and Gil.
Did you get washed away?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I'd like to know why I was at a woman's house in Fort Collins one day, and her next-door neighbor had, like, these guys out there. They looked like they were going to the moon. And she said they're putting up space smart meters, and I was just wondering why they have to wear a globe over their face and they have to wear all these suits, and there's like five guys out there. I was wondering if you could answer that question.
No, I'm sorry. Did you say these people have something over their face?
Yeah, they have a globe over,
they have full hazmat gear on, essentially to block the radiation and to protect themselves from electrical discharge. See, something that is quite shocking when people find it out, I mean, no pun intended, but is that when these meters get installed in your home, they don't even check to see if appliances are running, and they just go ahead and do it, unless you write your utility, you put it in writing that you don't want one of these things. So what happens if, as this is done, being done unsafe, is a lot of times there's either fires from the meter or there's damage to equipment in the house. There's arcing that goes on. So this is a very high voltage situation. And in addition to that method of installing being completely irresponsible, in most areas, they're not actually using licensed electricians. So, for example, in British Columbia, they would hire Corex Utilities, which is a company, you know, not from British Columbia, but they would be outsourced to this company to install the meters, and Corex would train basically inexperienced individuals for 2 weeks, and then they would set them loose on entire neighborhoods installing these meters. And as a result of the installation process being unsafe and the meters themselves not being UL approved, not being certified as safe and never been tested as being safe, we're having hundreds, if not thousands, of fires across the United States alone.
Well, do they do that to mobile home courts? I live in a mobile home court out here in Fort Collins.
Everywhere where there is an analog meter, there are plans to replace it with a digital microwave smart meter.
And you've got to let your people, you've got to write to them and tell them they will not have that and demand that they, so if they have one in, that they take it out. They'll want to charge you. They'll say, oh, well, then we're going to have to charge you to have somebody come in and read it. They've had it for nothing before, so they could get paid, and now they want to charge you. How do you deal with that, Josh?
By the letter of the law, that is extortion, because even within the utilities themselves, in some communications, they're acknowledging that by not having a smart meter, you're getting a benefit. So you're going to have to pay for that benefit, and in many cases, it's like $20, $35 a month. And so they're acknowledging that their product is actually removing rights, and it's less of a benefit to have a smart meter than it is to have an analog meter. And they're demanding payment on a one-time base, on an initial base of typically between $60 and $100, and on an ongoing base between $15 and $35 typically per month. And this is definitely, by any interpretation, corporate extortion.
And of course, what we need to do is get to our legislators and the utility commission and demand that this put a stop to this. And we have to let people know it's all about monitoring and control and intentionally damaging our health. There really are people out there who want to damage our health. You have to understand that we're dealing with evil and wicked people. Anything else you'd like to ask?
No, thank you very much for answering my question.
Thank you.
Okay, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, our guest, Josh Del Sol, has just come out with a great new DVD on the subject, and it's important you know and you talk about this. It is so hard for the average individual to understand that we are under attack from all sides, and certainly as far as our health, certainly our food, our water, our air, but now even our homes have been violated, and the smart meters are doing damage, whether it's apparent or whether it's not, they're doing damage to us. Basically, now, aren't some of these smart meters actually collection points where people will get a lot more electricity and electric contamination than others?
Yes, Dan. Some of them actually are transmitting microwave bursts up to 190,000 times per day, which is multiple times per second. And even the utility in California, Pacific Gas and Electric, who had been telling people, oh, they're only on for 45 or 60 seconds a day and that they're safe. They actually had admitted in a court of law that the average smart meter emits 10,000 to 14,000 bursts of radiation per day, and that the top percentile of smart meters transmit 190,000 per day. So they're basically, they've been lying to people. They're caught now. There's clear evidence. Even there's news reporters who have gone out with their own testing devices and said, you know, look, they're transmitting every few seconds. And so there's been no official response from the industry. They're just, you know, being silent. So it's like they know that they're in the wrong. They know that there's all these problems with the meters. And, because the reason why they're going ahead with this, Dan, from a financial standpoint is because there's been billions of dollars set aside for all the utilities to go along with this program that was seeded in the stimulus package immediately after President Obama got elected. So there was originally $3.4 billion set aside to essentially pay off utilities to install smart meters. Then that was later increased to $11 billion. And the latest insider reports from people within the smart grid engineers and executives in the smart grid planning committees is that by their own numbers, it's more than $28 billion of federal money, your taxpayer money, at a time of economic crisis, set aside and funneled into this program to essentially, you know, take away people's rights and make them sick. So with hundreds of billions of dollars for basically each major utility and tens of billions, or I should say hundreds of millions of dollars for each major utility, tens of millions of dollars for even small utilities to install smart meters as a, you know, as a carrot dangling in front of them. That's why they're continuing to do this, is because it not only makes the money now, but you're going to be paying time of use in the future. They're going to charge you through the nose in the future. So
hold,
they're willing to
hold
ignore everything else.
We're going to be back in just a moment with Josh Dessau. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds us often child abuse results from parental stress or parental substance abuse. Help put an end to this tragedy now. Report what you know to your local authorities. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 482-6783. On the air, because they care.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
And this whole thing of the smart meters and of course the rising cost of electricity. Why is the cost of electricity rising? Because they want to raise it so high you won't be using it and it'll lower your living standards. They want to lower our living standards. Electricity is incredibly cheap. And so, I mean, the hydroelectric electricity, I mean, a penny, a kilowatt, something of the sort. And so what are they doing? They're tearing out the dams. All across America, we're tearing out the dams, so you won't be able to get cheap electricity. Well, certainly nuclear electricity, incredibly cheap. Only they put all the regulations on there, of course, to make it difficult. And then, of course, there's the danger. What's the danger? Why, it's the spent fuel rods. And look and see what happened at Fukushima, because they had their spent fuel rods there, and certainly they're contaminating the oceans and totally unnecessary. I mean, us in Europe, they recycle their fuel rods. They just won't let us recycle the fuel rods here. And since our troops occupy Japan, they wouldn't let Japan recycle their fuel rods. And that's the basis of what's going on. And basically, you understand they're doing everything they can to raise the cost of electricity. And here's just one more means of doing it, and that's the smart meter. And the average individual says this doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense unless you understand. So they want to drive the cost of electricity up to lower your living standards. And when you understand that, it all begins to make sense. What were your thoughts on that, Josh? I mean, why would they want to do this sort of thing? I mean, the average individual will say, why would anybody want to be monitor everything I do in my home?
Mm-hmm. It's a really good question, and it depends on what level, I guess, we're speaking, and there is definitely multiple levels, I believe, of reality, of reasons why the control system would want to install this centralized wireless control grid. From the bottom level is money. You know, it seems to be the common denominator. Whenever there's a control system going in place, whenever you're taking away people's rights, you're extracting their money, you're extracting their control over their own life. You're making people more dependent on a sort of a faceless system that has no accountability. So this is, in one sense, it's a means for those who have been in control in our society to separate themselves through technology, separate themselves from the people, from the very people who they're extracting energy, they're extracting private information, they're extracting money. An example of that is corporations, big faceless corporations like Google. You know, what is Google's customer service phone number? What is their interaction with human beings, other than through their website, through the technology? I mean, and Facebook, you know, it's these big faceless corporations. That seems to be a way of, and this smart grid seems to be a way of removing accountability, removing the human element, and forcing people to be dependent on the system itself. As you say, Stan, paying through the nose for basic living essentials. I mean, we're talking about the ability for your home to have energy, the ability for you to sustain your life in winter, for crying out loud. We're making we're putting the grid online, making your meter hackable, which has been acknowledged by the FBI. Smart meter hacks are very commonplace and are expected to continue. The analog meters were not hackable before. Now, anyone who wishes can essentially target any home and take it offline. Not to mention, you know, the controllers of the system itself and the utility companies can cut off your electricity, without any notice. And so this is like basic living essentials that people need to realize are being threatened to be taken away from you. Your control of having energy in your own home, your control of having the ability to run your appliances can be remotely downgraded, hacked into, and your accessibility cut off of your electricity, your water, and your gas. So this is, you know, it's totally against, in my opinion, it's totally against every tenet of freedom in our society.
I agree with you, and I think people out there in the listening audience, ladies and gentlemen, must be aware, and you must help to sound the alarm. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We're moving rapidly towards a society where everything is monitored and controlled, and they really do intend to lower your living standards and impoverish the American people. And basically, it sounds so incredible, and yet if you analyze it, that's exactly what this is really all about. And we've talked about this. We keep trying to get the people to get other people concerned. We can take back our country, but it means that people have to be involved, and they've got to get legislators in who believe in freedom, who are aware of this truly diabolical movement that's going on, and behind that, the powerful and sinister, subversive and truly demonic forces at work within our society. Josh, what are your parting thoughts for our listeners? We've only got about a minute and a half for you.
I'd just like to encourage everyone to be encouraged and to realize that we don't have to go this route of corruption, of your rights being removed, and all of these problems that threaten us as the grid would get implemented. We do not have to go that way. And it's essentially up to each of us to talk, to share this information, share the film. TakeBackYourPower.net is our website. Go to the site, check out our film, and you can share it with people who make decisions in your community, your city councilors. Have a host a screening for your community and educate your friends and family on this issue, because it's up to really each one of us to take our country and our rights back.
We have a caller quickly. Who's calling and what's the question?
Bill, I want to know if there are meters to detect whether or not there is radiation from your TV, et cetera, in your home.
Is there radiation? Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Typically, was it Bill?
Yeah.
Yes.
Typically, televisions up to this point have not been transmitting wirelessly, although that's, planned to change in the future according to, again, their patents, the corporation's patents. But there are meters. A website example is leftemf.com. The bigger problem is
the meters.
Thanks,
Josh. Bye-bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and basically we have a 4-CD set on smart meters to give you a lot of information on it, but you must understand that this is simply part of a truly diabolical program which is being instituted in America. I mean, we're told all we need, all regulation here in America, we have to have certainly expanding control, we have to have all those drones up there watching. They're going to protect us from the criminals. They're going to protect us from the terrorists. Ladies and gentlemen, we've funded this terrorist movement since its inception. Why do you think we had 90,000 troops in Afghanistan? We had 100,000 contractors. We were paying the salaries for 45,000 NATO troops. We were paying the salaries for 100 to 200,000 Afghan troops and police to fight 100 members of Al-Qaeda. There were never more than 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, and we were funding it. We've always funded it. We funded this terrorist movement from its inception, and you can check this all out on the Internet. Of course, we're funding the Al-Qaeda terrorists there fighting in Syria. It's openly, everybody knows about it. And people just, we're just so busy watching football. We can't be concerned about the fact we're killing people. We killed tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands there in Iraq and Afghanistan. And now the terrorists that we're hiring have killed over 100,000 innocent civilians in Syria, 2 million living in refugee camps. How many children do you think we've killed? How many Christians have we killed? Certainly, the Assad government is protecting the Christians, and the people we're financing are killing the Christians. How do you think God's going to look upon America? How is he going to look upon you? What are you doing to get the information out? Well, I do 5 hours of talk radio a day. I'm simply a retired orthopedic surgeon. You can do something. You can, if you can't, you can help us, but you have to be out there on the front lines talking about this, getting people to understand. We have an excellent 4-CD set on smart meters. You need to get the information. You need to help us get it out. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read it. You need to get the information out. And so that you can get the DVD. It's up on my website. You're welcome to copy it. Get it from us. Duplicate it. Get others to watch and get our material, understand that there really are people who are wicked and evil who worship a different God. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. Our financial system is going to collapse. We have massive debts that can never be repaid. The real national debt is about $87-88 trillion. They know it'll never be repaid, and they're going to collapse the whole thing, and then they're going to say, gee, it wasn't our fault. It was those terrorists. So there'll be a war, and they are planning a major war over there in the Middle East. We're uniting certainly all those countries over there under the Muslim Brotherhood, which we've financed since its inception. And if you doubt that, we carry the book, The Devil's Game, because it is the devil's game. That's the title of the book. You need to get the material. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. Listen to our programs. Get others to listen to the programs. Get our material. You're welcome to copy any of the DVD sets or the CD sets. Get the information out. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. If you can help us financially,